Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins us each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
Don't let your health get tricked this Halloween. At The Well, Church Health's prevention and wellness program for children and families, we help families set and achieve goals for managing their health habits. This time of year, this definitely includes avoiding candy overload. Here are some tips to get the candy consumption conversation started in your family. Always eat a nutritious dinner before you go trick-or-treating or before you go to a party, and the candy you eat can be your dessert. When you trick-or-treat, only take one or two small pieces of candy from each house. If you have a choice between candy or a non-candy item like stickers, crayons, or pencils, consider taking the non-food item instead. Safety first. Check your child's candy as soon as you get home. Any treats that aren't wrapped or labeled should be thrown away immediately. Put your leftover candy away so that you won't be tempted by it all the time. If you give out treats at your home, consider offering something other than candy. Small toys, miniature containers of Play-Doh, pencils, erasers, necklaces, or bracelets are fun, healthy, and pose no risk for children with food allergies. If you decide to offer non-food items, place a teal pumpkin on your porch to let children with allergies know that your house is a safe place to visit. Work with your children to create a candy contract so they understand how many pieces of candy they can enjoy on Halloween and so that they have a plan for the remaining candy. From all of us at The Well and Church Health, happy Halloween. This is Kimberly Baker for Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life. Because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more.